much changed side, but a good convincing win, especially for saying we were playing with 10 men for 75 minutes.
Yeah, incredible really. You know, we made the seven changes because we've got great belief in this squad. After a good win on Saturday, we brought young Jacob in. The lads that's not played in the last few weeks have all come in and done tremendously well, but it's no more than I expect of them, to be honest.
Did you fear the worst, obviously, against the strong Stamford tie? They put a strong team out after we went down to 10 men, but did you fear? But we didn't look like we had 10 men after it, did we?
No. I wanted to get through to half time so we could hold to it and put the game plan into place, because it's very hard to do it. All you do is when you go down to 10 men like that, you change it on the pitch quickly and then you can alter the game plan at half time. But I had no fears once we got through level at half time, because I just think the gulf in class between Evo Stick Prem and Evo Stick South now is huge. Really do.
It looks like there's a lot of confidence in the team. I wasn't there Saturday, but it's a really, really good win away at Nantwich, and I think that showed tonight as well, would you say?
Yeah, and it's a good dressing room. You know, we all train together, we all work hard together. You know, it's a good team and good club, and we're all in it together. That's the key. You know, even when we lose games, there's no issues. You know, there's no massive depression around the club. We just get on with it because we know where we are as a club, and you know, we just keep batting above it all.
How good was Creaney second half?
Outstanding, as was the all. You know, James Carvell was very unlucky, you know, because we took him. He had a good first half, but we had to take him off because we didn't have a target man. And you know, we went 4-4-1, let them have the ball and press the second ball. But to do that, we had to have somebody up there who would stick with him, and he did that for us. And that's Dan's game.
Who do you want in the next round? Someone at home, because it is a bit of a hindrance sometimes, isn't
it?
Without being disrespectful, but it's also a good chance to make seven changes and see how good our squad is.
Yeah, it's better than training. You know, what we don't want to do is travel miles and miles away, because the lads have had a tough year as it is. We're away at Whitby on Saturday. You know, we've done a lot of travelling already, so it'd be nice to get an home tie with Tech, whoever it comes. But you know, we will keep utilising the squad as long as we're in this.
And I wasn't there, as I've said, on Saturday, but just briefly touch on that. What a good win and a much needed 3 points.
Yeah, it was. I said it was far bigger than the York game, and we had a good chat with the lads before the game about that. You know, as good as it was to have the FA Trophy won, and it was great for the club and the chairman and everybody to get a few quid in the coffers. We needed to start, you know, making an impact on the league again, because we didn't want to get sucked down to the end. We all believe we're better than that. And other than the first 20 minutes, I thought we were superb against Nantwich. A bit puzzled why we come out as we did for the first 20, but we were really good, you know, and we just had to tighten up as a team. That's been our big issue. At the end of the day, we are, I think, the fourth top scorers in the league, but we're also second only to Sutton Coldfield and in conceding goals, you know. And that's where we are.
And I take it that's why you put Cleveland into the midfield, to try and shore things up on Saturday?
Yeah, we had a look at it. I mean, we thought Carl Bryant's been exceptional.
He was good tonight as well.
He's a senior player. He's been left out 4 or 5 games. He's not whinged. He's not moaned. He's encouraged people. He's trained well. You know, obviously it's hard to put a right back on in games, so he's not been getting on. And we felt, he's always been a good player, you know. He's just gone through a bad patch after the Farsley game, and we thought he deserved a crack, but we also thought that Cleveland would give us a bit more solidity in there, and it worked well.
And it feels like we don't play at home in the league anymore. Whitby away on Saturday, another long journey, but you know, they're below us, so we in a way go there the favourites, don't we? Which you wouldn't have said last year, but
yeah, we don't go as favourites, but you know it. You know this league, Luke. You've been around it long enough now to know that anybody can beat anybody. It's the way I see it, we've had a lot of long trips, but we're getting them out of the way, you know, and that's the key. You know, sooner or later, there's going to be a run of games where we've got the home games coming, and we'll have games where we're not so far away. So, and we're on 29 points. You know, we can win Saturday 32 at this stage with, what, 22, 23 games to go is exceptional. So we'll take that.
A point at least. And then we got Stafford, Barwell and people like that over Christmas at home. Some big good games though, isn't it?
Some big games coming up, all, you know, probably equal in where we are in the league and that. So they're all games that we'll go in with positive energy and hopefully keep this one going now.